Good morning. We're joined this morning by our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt. Good morning, Karen.
Morning, David.
Well, what a day yesterday. You're down in Manhattan. You're at the trial for New York State of one of the closest aides of Governor Andrew Cuomo, Joe Percoco, and opening statements will be today. First, give us a sense of what this trial involves and what happened yesterday and what we can expect today.
That's right. It's being held at the beautiful and historic Thurgood Marshall Courthouse. I believe that's the one that they use on Law and Order in all the years of that show. So it's pretty dramatic a setting, and it's going to be a pretty dramatic, if perhaps slow-moving trial, because it's going to take 4 to 6 weeks. The center of it is Joe Percoco, Governor Andrew Cuomo's former top aide and the man that his late father Mario Cuomo referred to as his third son, very close to the Cuomo family. And he's been charged essentially with bribery. There's two different cases. We have four defendants here, Percoco and three businessmen. One is a power plant in the Hudson Valley. Percoco is accused of helping them get permits to build a power plant. In exchange, his wife, who is a teacher, got what former U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara called a low-show job for the power plant company, teaching about energy. She made $90,000 a year for about 4 years, but allegedly she really didn't have to do any work. So they're considering that a bribe. In the other case, a couple of Syracuse developers, Percoco helped ease them get some projects done in central New York, including a film studio that has never been used. And in exchange, Percoco got $35,000 in bribes. And this is, you know, all alleged. They're innocent until proven guilty. And that's going to be the challenge of the prosecutors in the next few weeks, is how to set this up to convince the jury that they might, that they're guilty of these things. Percoco and his attorney say he wasn't actually on the state payroll during the time that he was dealing with the Syracuse developers, so that you can't accuse him of using his influence. However, he was managing Andrew Cuomo's 2014 reelection campaign. So it was a pretty interesting day. They did select juries, talked to about 60 people, ended up with a jury racially diverse of 7 women and 5 men. And you know what was interesting, David, but maybe not surprising, a number of them in the jury questionnaire expressed concerns over corruption and money in politics. Even one man expressed a lot of concern about hydrofracking. The judge said the case is not exactly about that, but it's interesting the lawyer for the power company did have some questions about the man's views on that.
And many, I saw one woman, I believe, said, you know, they're all crooks.
Yeah, there were some people who said that, and the judge, Valerie Caproni, kind of patiently asked them, well, could you put that aside and, you know, have fresh eyes for this case and look at all the evidence? And most of them said that they could be, you know, when they were pressed, they said they could be fair to the best of their ability. Although when it came time for the attorneys, they get to strike certain people to, you know, choose the jury. I don't think that any of those people made the cut, frankly.
So give us a sense of what's happening today. And could any of this information coming out of trial have certain implications for the governor?
Well, yeah. I mean, the opening statements are going to be later today. So that's when we get to the heart of the case and the defense. The first witness is Linda Lacewell, who the public doesn't really know that name, but she's been a very top aide and assistant to the governor in many different capacities, I believe since he was state attorney general. And then there's another person on the list that we think is an FBI agent. Nobody's really sure, so she may be setting up some of the stuff as well. I mean, it's hard to say. Governor Cuomo obviously has not been accused of anything. He hasn't been implicated. But what is this going to show about the inner workings of his office and what went on and how close these people, you know, these people are very close to him, what they were up to? And, you know, is that going to really, you know, reflect back on Governor Cuomo? On the other hand, he's starting off 2018 very popular. He doesn't, at this point, have a really serious opponent running against him. The Assembly Minority Leader Brian Kolb is established running against him. Very nice man. But he has $15,000 right now for his campaign. Cuomo has $31 million. So can this take a hit for Cuomo? That really remains to be seen.
We've been speaking with our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt. You can listen to our conversation at WAMC.org. Karen, as always, we thank you for your great work and for being at the forefront of this important trial.
Well, you're very welcome.